Good evening. Creeps, welcome to the Mystery Playhouse. What would you do if a friend of yours were accused of committing murder and circumstantial evidence made him appear to be guilty? He swears to you that he did not commit the crime, but says that unless you protect him by lying about his whereabouts, he will be unable to prove his innocence. What would you do? Well, that's the problem posed by mystery writer William Irish in tonight's play entitled Two Men in a Furnished Room, starring John Beale.
It all began with the housing shortage, Lieutenant Hiller. You see, Dixon and I tried to rent this furnished room just about the same time. Well, first we argued about who should get it, and then we ended up sharing it. We got along all right, I guess. We even became kind of friends in those 3 months. But just the same, I did get a little sore, Lieutenant, when he started talking about his girl again.
I don't get you, Red. You never even met Estelle, and you're down on her.
I don't need to meet her. I know women, that's all.
All right, some girl gave you the business. That doesn't mean
anything. I know, it doesn't mean a thing. Have it your own way.
Estelle's different. If it weren't for her mother, everything
would... Yeah, I know. My girl had a mother, too. I never met her.
You think every girl's out for what she can get?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Estelle is
not... Oh, let's drop it, shall we? I want to read.
Well, Red, that's what I want to talk to you about.
What? Reading?
No. But you see, Estelle called me at the office today.
Yeah, so?
Well, she's got something on her mind, and she wants to come over and talk to me about it.
Well, why don't you go over to her place and talk?
Well, you know, her mother objects.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. So you want me to take a walk, huh?
If you don't mind.
It's raining out.
Yeah, I know. Gee, I hate to ask you to do
this. I don't feel like going to the movies.
Look, it won't happen again, Red.
Sure.
Honest, Red, honest.
All right. What time's curfew?
It's almost 8:30 now. She ought to be here soon.
Okay, I'll clear
now,
out.
Now, you don't have to dodge meeting her.
Look, don't take this personal, Dix, but I don't particularly want to meet her, okay? I'll just get my raincoat.
Are you sure you don't mind?
What's the difference?
Yeah, I feel like a heel, Red.
Oh, forget it. Maybe someday you can do me a favor. I'll be back around midnight. That's the way it is, Lieutenant, when you share a room with another guy. You gotta live and let live. That's a funny thing to say, live and let live. Especially the way things turned out. The rain was nasty and cold. I crossed the street heading toward the bar on the corner when I saw this girl. She was on the opposite side of the street, her head down into the rain. But when she got under the street lamp, I could make out what she looked like. She was wearing a green raincoat. Well, she turned into the house, and I stood there looking at the empty doorway for a while and really getting sore. On account of her, I had to slop around in the rain. I had a good mind to go back then. Yeah, but what was the use? I went into the bar. Bartender, give me a shot of rye, will you?
Yes, sir. Sort of wet night out, huh? Good weather for ducks.
Yeah, for ducks.
You look mad. Fight with your girl?
No, nothing like that.
You look like you'd like to kill someone.
Yeah? Well, give me that shot of rye, will you?
Sure.
All I've got to kill is 3 hours' time. It was a long 3 hours, sitting there and making small talk. And finally, I decided I might as well go back to the room. When I got up there, I knocked on the door.
That you, Red?
Well, who'd you think it'd be, Lana Turner? Open up.
Now, what did you knock for? You got a key?
What's eating you? Why shouldn't I knock? I thought maybe your girl was still here. Oh, she's gone, I see.
Just a few minutes before you got here.
Hey, you're some guy. You let her go alone on a night like this?
I put her in a taxi.
You didn't get wet.
Well, it was right at the door.
You didn't even get your shoes wet.
Okay. I didn't get my shoes wet. What's it to you?
Nothing. What are you so nervous about? Can't you even sit still?
Leave me alone, Rick.
Okay. What happened? Have a blow-up?
Now, why should we have a blow-up?
I don't know. Hey, what's this on the floor?
What?
This. Looks like a fastener from a raincoat. A green raincoat.
Give me that.
Okay. Don't grab. Boy, you're really all hopped up tonight. Where are you going?
Down to the corner a minute. I want a drink.
Well, since when are you drinking at this hour?
Since now.
Well, take your key. I'm going to bed.
I'm coming right back. So long.
I didn't get it. Here was Dixon acting like he'd had a high tension wire running through him. Well, I got undressed and washed and took a good look at myself in the mirror and then got into bed. Just as I was getting set to drop off... Hello?
I want to speak to my daughter.
Huh? Oh.
She promised me to have a definite understanding with you once and for all.
But listen...
And if you think you'll get anywhere by keeping her till all hours of the night...
I'm trying to tell you...
Is Mr. Dixon, isn't it?
No, this is his roommate. Dixon's out.
Oh, then I suppose my daughter's left, too.
Yeah, she left over half an hour ago.
Half an hour ago? Then why isn't she back here by now?
Well, she'll probably get back any minute.
But it's only six blocks. What could have happened to her?
It took me a while to get to sleep, but... after a bit of tossing around, I finally made it. Only it didn't last very long. Hello.
Is that Mr. Dixon?
No, this is still his roommate.
I want to speak to Mr. Dixon right away.
In just a second, let turn on the light. Hello? Mr. Dixon isn't here yet.
But it's after 3 o'clock.
Isn't your daughter back?
No, she isn't. What's he done with her? Where is she?
I don't know. Maybe...
I warned her about him. I'm going to call the police.
Wait a second.
That's all. I'm going to call the police.
Wait a second. Wait, I think I hear him coming. Hello? Hello?
Red, you still up?
Well, what does it look like I am? Shut the door.
You're phoning somebody?
No, somebody was calling you.
Me? Who?
Your girl's mother.
Mrs. Michaels? What does she want?
Your girl never got home, Dix.
What?
You heard me. She never got home.
But that's impossible. She lives
only 6 blocks from here, I know. But her mother says she never made those 6 blocks.
Listen, Red, what are
She's phoned twice. She says she's going to call the cops.
The cops? But why?
You need a diagram? It doesn't take 3 hours to make 6 blocks in a taxi. If she left here in a taxi. You sure you put her in a cab?
Well, to tell you the truth, Red, I didn't take her down to the door.
You told me you took her down and put her in a cab.
I know, but we had an argument. She walked out on me. I was ashamed to tell you.
Well, go on.
Well, I heard her whistling for a cab from the doorway downstairs. I heard it plain, and I heard a cab drive up.
Did you see her get into it?
Well, I got over the window just a second too late. I saw her arm pulling the door catch.
Oh, that's not much of a story. Uh-oh. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the cops.
Red, you've got to stick by me.
Why should I?
Red, don't you see... outside of me, no one saw her leave here. She ends here. If anything happened to her... just a minute! Red, you've got to tell them you saw her getting into the cab, too.
But I didn't
but
see
But you
her.
Would have if you'd come along just 10 minutes before. I swear it on my mother.
Open up in there!
Red, what are you going
to
do?
Well, what do you expect me to do? I'm going to open that door. First cop that night, the girl did, Lieutenant. Dixon for the cab. The cop only had one, let it go at that for the time being. Fundraiser. I sure really got stuck. Job at the bank and chair, pretending to read a newspaper, you remember?
Well, shut the door.
Who are you?
Lieutenant Hiller. Surprised?
Surprised.
Then shut the door.
Get in.
Super, Lenny.
Yeah.
Her last night, didn't she? Well?
I think her name was Michaels.
You see her?
About 8:30. Close to 12.
Is the girl still here?
Left.
How do you know? Did you see her, or did you mean by that?
Well, as I came back here, I saw someone getting into a Dixon at the window, looking down. When I got upstairs, he told me she just left. Draw your own conclusions.
Had you ever seen this girl before?
No. Just earlier last night.
It's all for now. Stick close. I want to see you guys again.
After you left, I felt sort of involved in this mess. To protect Dixon. How did I know he was telling the truth? Pull me in as an accessory if his store was building up a good deal of resentment against Dixon when he came home. Helped feeling a little sorry for him.
Hiya, Red. Anyone been here?
Yeah. A cop named Hiller.
Quarters all afternoon. I'm Lily, guilty.
Of what?
Well, whatever it is, I'm quarreled with her. Don't you see this place?
Listen, you've got to call up.
Who?
Her mother. It's only natural you should call up her mother and say you're worried about the girl.
No, Red.
The number.
5772.
Well, you got to. Don't you understand the story, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't see anything.
I'm guilty. And Mrs. Michael, tell her Dixon wants to speak.
Hello, Mrs. John Dixon, Mrs. Michael. Well, I just want to find out. Michael, I can't talk to her, Red.
This is Mr.
They're going to get me for this, sure.
You run. You did it.
I didn't do it, Red. Don't listen, you know me. You think.
Do I know? Really? Sure, I've lived in this room. I know about you.
I didn't do it.
You found last night?
I told you we had an argument. She wanted to. I was holding onto a raincoat and. Looks for me.
I see.
Gee, I read. Give me some dough.
You're 20.
I'll pay you back. Thanks again, Red.
Dixon hadn't left any too soon, Lieutenant. I found some coffee and light.
Where's Dixon? Where'd he go? You're covering for him.
Nothing.
Get going.
Where to?
Maybe when you see the girls.
6 blocks ride and they hit 3 or 4 minutes. Esther was going to meet the girl's mother. How far could I... You remember the house ago. The apartment mother dried up, too. For years.
Mrs. Michael's roommate.
Mrs. Michaels.
It sounds familiar.
I've spoken to you on the telephone.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
I have to?
I think you'd better.
Well, I was coming back. I saw a girl getting into a... That's right. Just a flash. I saw Dixon at the window. Look at...
Saw Estelle getting into...
I guess it was your daughter.
Think carefully. Cab. Now, she must... Did you hear her shout or whistle? Well?
You liar.
What?
A whistle.
Yes, I'm sure...
She couldn't... You didn't see me.
Street, you turned on me. You knew I hadn't told the truth.
Well, Red...
She was lying to me.
You still want to cover for her alone, Carr? Not pretty. Look at it.
No.
Then he even went to the trouble to carry the body across. Oh, he isn't a very strong guy. Carry that girl's body at air shaft.
Let me go. And I went back sick all the way. Hello?
Who is this? Who's talking, please? Red?
Dixon?
Don't use my name. How are things going? You better tell me on the phone. Well, I'm afraid...
I can't...
All right. East 10th Street, third floor.
10th Street, third floor rear.
Yeah, that's right. No one follows you.
Don't worry. What I was going to do... But what else could I do? Any way I could save my own skin. With me for 3 months. I'll leave the guy or anything like that. And now I had to get out. It's sure.
Gee, it's good to see you. I found her.
Air shaft. Think. What did she say to you? What is...
I didn't kill her, Red.
But you told me you put her in a cab. You let me lie to the cop.
What?
You heard me.
I did.
It was a bird.
And I saw somebody get in.
Act. I'm going to call the cops.
Put down the phone, Red.
Where'd you get that? My doorway, you
You're
dirty.
You're not going to call the cops, Red. Not even if I have to kill you. I'm not going to let them get me for something I didn't do. Now stand still, Red. No! Oh!
Operator, give me the police. I'm at 69 third floor rear. The guy who killed... Well, odds was him or me.
Fred, well, we just... Dixon died in the ambulance.
Well?
Think so?
I don't... I was really... I tried to cover up for him. Until that business about the whistle, I get into any trouble about that, will I? Can I go now?
Well, Stevens, bring in the girl.
The girl? What's...
There she is, Lieutenant.
All right, sit down, miss.
I don't get this. That's not Estelle, is it?
Did you ever see this girl before, Carr?
No.
Did you ever see her, miss?
Never.
Where were you at midnight last night?
But I told you.
Tell me again. I want him to hear.
I was in front of the house where that girl was killed.
And what did you do?
I whistled for a cab.
And it came and you got into it?
That's right.
That's all. Stevens, take her outside.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You mean Dixon was telling the truth?
That's right, Carr.
Well, then, Estelle
Dixon thought he saw her get into that cab, but it wasn't her. Someone was waiting for her on the stairs, Red. A guy she'd met while she was a canteen hostess. A guy she got tired of when he was overseas. A guy who hated her for throwing him over. A guy we've been investigating on the QT.
But who?
A guy who recognized her earlier the night she was killed. A guy strong enough to strangle her, Red. Strong enough to carry her across a couple of roofs and throw her down into an air shaft. In other words, Carr, you.
Okay. You've been pretty smart. But she had it coming to her.
Yeah? Well, in about 3 months, I guess. That's what they'll be saying about you, Red.
Two Men in a Furnished Room was written by William Irish and adapted for radio by Paul Monash. John Beale was heard as Red, and Sam Wanamaker played Dixon. The music was by Jack Miller. Until next time, Creed. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.